This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news, the headlines first. 12th National Census 2021 formally begins in the country. President Bidyadevi Bhandari, Vice President Nanda Bahadurpur and Prime Minister Shabada Deva participate in the National Census campaign. Hearings of the cases in Supreme Court affected yesterday as well after justices continued boycotting the benches. Newly appointed province chiefs take oath of office and secrecy from the president, and activists and politicians welcome unexpected US-China climate agreement. Now the news in detail. The 12th National Census 2021 was launched throughout the country yesterday by collecting personal details of President Bidyadevi Bhandari. Central Bureau of Statistics Director General Nebin Lal Srestha said the National Census 2021 was formally inaugurated by statistics about President's family. Enumerators of the Central Bureau of Statistics reached the office of the President at Sital Niwas yesterday morning to collect details of the President. The President was asked the 80 questions included in the questionnaire of the census. Likewise, the family and personal details of Vice President Nanda Bahadurpur were collected yesterday. A team of Central Bureau of Statistics reached Lainjur-based Vice President official residence to collect the details. Similarly, Prime Minister Shabada Deva participated in the 12th National Census yesterday itself. Enumerators had reached the Prime Minister's office, official residence in Balwatar to collect the details of Prime Minister and his family. Central Bureau of Statistics Director Tundirat Lamisani said the Prime Minister's participation in the National Census sent a positive message about the event to the public. According to Director Lamichani, Bureau's Director General's team went to Balwatar to collect the census of the Prime Minister's family. On the occasion, the National Planning Commission Secretary briefed the Prime Minister about the census and its impact in every sector. During this 15-day campaign that will conclude on the 25th of November, enumerators are making home visits of the people to gather the details demanded by the census. President Bidyadevi Bhandari administered the oath of office and secrecy to the newly appointed province chiefs yesterday. Province 1 Chief Parshuram Khapung, Karnali Province Chief Tilak Pariyar and Chief of Sudar Paschim Province Debrah Joshi took the oath of office and secrecy as per the Constitution of Nepal. The swearing-in ceremony was held at the President's office in Sital Niwas. Vice President Nanda Bahadurpur, Prime Minister Shabada Deva and Chief Justice Jolendra Samser J.B. Rana were present on the occasion. The hearings of the cases in the Supreme Court were affected after the justices continued boycotting the hearings yesterday as well. The hearings on 14 cases were conducted yesterday in 5 benches out of the 9 benches assigned by Chief Justice Cholendra Samsar Jabara. Hearings of 6 cases conducted yesterday were related to the habeas corpus. The Supreme Court judges have been refusing to conduct the hearing since the 24th of October, demanding Chief Justice Rana's resignation. Likewise, Nepal Bar Association has declared to restrict Chief Justice Rana from entering the court from today. The association has been staging protest programs demanding the resignation of the Chief Justice. The association has also stated that no hearing will be conducted in the Supreme Court from today onwards. Secretary General of the South Asian Association for Regional Cooperation, SARC, Esala Ruan Werekun, paid a courtesy call on Foreign Minister Dr. Naren Kharka yesterday. The Foreign Ministry said issues as the current status of SARC and how the stalled regional initiatives for cooperation could be resumed were discussed during the meeting. Chief of Army Staff Parshuram Sharma held separate meetings with Indian Defence Minister Rajnath Singh and Minister for External Affairs Subramaniam Jayashankar in New Delhi yesterday afternoon. During the meeting held at the Ministry of External Affairs in New Delhi, various issues of Nepal-India relations were discussed. Similarly, the issues of training and capacity building of the Nepal Army, assistance in disaster management and assistance of Nepal Army for various defence reserves, among others, were also discussed. The Chief of Army Staff also held bilateral talks with National Security Advisor of India, Ajit Doval, yesterday itself. On the occasion, they exchanged views on issues of common security concern. Chief of Army Staff Sharma is currently on an official visit to India. The national flag carrier Nepal Airlines Corporation has made it possible for the travellers to fly to Europe, Australia and different Asian countries from its ticket. The Nepal Airlines Corporation made this arrangement after reaching bilateral agreements with international airline companies. As per the agreement, various cities of Europe, Sydney of Australia, Seoul of South Korea, Kuwait and Bahrain can be reached by purchasing a Nepal Airlines Corporation ticket. The corporation spokesperson Karishma Srestha shared that the scheme would ease the flight service. It has also helped cut the transit time. Nepal Airlines would earn credit in the international market with the new ticketing scheme. The ticket can be bought from the central office of the Nepal Airline Corporation or via the travel agencies. Spokesperson Srestha further mentioned that the Airlines Corporation was coordinating with various airline companies of the United States for similar arrangements. A total of 317 new cases of COVID-19 were reported in Nepal yesterday. According to the Ministry of Health and Population, the number of infections was confirmed while conducting tests of 12,653 samples. Likewise, 279 people recovered from coronavirus yesterday itself. Meanwhile, 6 people died of the virus infection yesterday, taking the corona-related death toll to 11,466 in Nepal. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 AM English News Bulletin. On to some international updates now. The COP26 Climate Summit in Glasgow is entering its final day, amid growing fears that the goal of limiting global warming to 1.5 degrees Celsius is unlikely to be met. UN Secretary-General Antonio Guterres bluntly told the Associated Press news agency that the goal was on life support. He said the summit would probably not see governments make the pledges needed to cut carbon dioxide emissions by enough. Earlier, COP26 President Alok Sharma warned that the time was running out to close a deal before the summit ended. Scientists say limiting global temperatures rises to 1.5 degrees Celsius will help humanity avoid the worst climate impacts. This is compared with pre-industrial temperatures. At Paris in 2015, world leaders pledged to try to keep the world from warming by more than between 1.5 degrees Celsius to 2 degrees Celsius through sweeping greenhouse gas emissions cuts. Latest projections are for a rise of 2.7 degrees Celsius. Meanwhile, activists and politicians have cautiously welcomed an unexpected US-China declaration that vowed to boost climate cooperation. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be partly to generally cloudy in province number 1, province number 2, along with the hilly regions of the rest of the provinces. And it will be mainly fair in the rest of the country. There are also chances of light snowfall at one or two places of the central high mountainous region. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping up, let's have the reminder of the headlines once again. Twelfth National Census 2021 formally begins in the country. President Bidya Devi Bhandari, Vice President Nanda Bahadur Pun and Prime Minister Shri Bahadur Dewa participate in the National Census campaign. Hearing of the cases in the Supreme Court affected yesterday as well after justices continued boycotting the benches. Newly appointed province chiefs take oath of office and secrecy from the president, and activists and politicians welcome unexpected US-China climate agreement. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np. Also, do check our English news portal at www.onlineradionepal.gov.np/English. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.